Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Myers. Batting third. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Nunnally. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brian Bevel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Kent. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Offerman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. Offerman moves to third. One out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Offerman scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Roberts. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Roberts steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Roberts scores. Nunnally goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive towards the mound. Bevel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ronda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Offerman is one for one in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Offerman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roberts is one for one in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roberts. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Roberts steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Kent who tags McFarlane, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Roberts scores. One out. It's 4-0, Royals. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nunnally strikes out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ronda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ronda strikes out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Offerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Offerman. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Offerman steals second. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Myers. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts strikes out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Nunnally batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nunnally is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nunnally hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Nunnally reaches second base with a double. McFarlane moves to third. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sweeney strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lockhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kent is 0 for 1 in the game. Kent hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Graves now pitching. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ronda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ronda hits a line drive into left field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Ronda moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Graves covering, for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Offerman strikes out. 2 outs. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ippolito Pichardo now pitching. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McFarland takes first base on ball 4. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Roberts trying to get to home. Lofton throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Roberts, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McFarland moves to second. One out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Embry now pitching. Kevin Young pinch hits for Keith Lockhart. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Young reaches second base with a double. McFarland scores. Nunnally goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Royals. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ronda is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ronda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Young now playing first base. Jose Offerman now playing second base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Offerman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Embry covering, for the out. Howard moves to second. 1 out. Rod Meyers, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Howard. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Tommy applying the tag. 2 outs. Rod Meyers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyers is 0-for-4 in the game. Meyers takes first base on ball 4. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Meyers. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. Lofton moves to second. 1 out. Jim Tomey, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tomey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tomey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 6-4, Royals. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts strikes out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Tom Goodwin pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Nunnally takes first base on ball 4. Goodwin moves to second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jamie Bluma now pitching. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Nigel Wilson pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Nigel Wilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles pinch hits for Jeff Kent. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.